Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I've always maintained that if you wanted to understand some of the incomprehensible behaviors that humans display, the best place to start is with a good grounding in animal behavior. And if you want to understand political behavior, I don't think there's anything better to study than social insects, and particularly ants. And even more specifically, parasitic relationships in ants. Ants do domesticate other species. They do turn them into slaves. But they also practice some very advanced forms of parasitism, and one of my favorite is called inquilinism. What happens is that once a species becomes inquilic, it deteriorates to the point that it is totally dependent on the host. All it retains are basic reproductive tasks. In one extreme case, the queens actually develop curved undersides so that they can be easily carried on the backs of the host species. And to further facilitate that process, they lose their legs and instead have little hooks. These little queens somehow physiologically control the host ant species so that their females produce only workers and no reproductively capable offspring. What's interesting about this is even though it's called a parasitic relationship, the term inquilism pretty much sums it up. Inquil and equal sound an awful lot alike, don't they? And the truth is, the parasite is totally dependent on the host. I think about them. I think about this large reproductive organ that depends on others for food, for everything. And I think about all of the promises politicians make and the pledges they sign just to get elected with nary a thought to the implications of those. And then when circumstances change, and by golly, all of a sudden they have to act on those promises or be revealed as liars, they fall apart. Of course, they don't want to be known as liars. On the other hand, I mean, let's face it, is anyone in this country so naive that a politician admitting that he or she lied would come as a surprise to us? All he's offering is 2 cents. Because there's a plane flying over very low, and it's making a very strange humming sound. So if you hear a large explosion, you'll know what happened. But seriously, folks, would any of us be surprised if a politician admitted lying? Granted, that's not all that great. But wouldn't it be better to have a politician who had the guts and the intelligence to say, I lied right up front, and now I want to make it right? But no, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen because our politicians with their two-party systems, each beholden to different special interest groups, work like parasitic ants. They prey on each other. And they try to convince us that they stand for something different. But when you take the time to really look at what they're doing, they're more alike, and they need each other for their existence. Far more than either of them need us. Or so they like to think. We'll see.
You You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.